The owners of more than 20 bars in Arkansas, including several in Fayetteville, have filed a lawsuit challenging the state's 11 p.m. curfew, which Governor Asa Hutchinson enacted back in November at the recommendation of the Winter COVID-19 Task Force. The original order was supposed to expire on January 3rd, but late last month, the governor extended it an additional 4 weeks to February 3rd. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek has more from bar owners who say they feel unfairly targeted by the state.
We are under heavy restrictions already.
That's Dave Bass, the owner of Shots Big and Yeehog along Dixon Street in Fayetteville. And he's talking about the restrictions imposed on restaurants and bars back in June when the state moved into phase two of business reopenings.
Started out with phase one and a certain capacity, and then now we're at phase two. We're still there, which is actually a 66% capacity. We have to enforce mask regulations, social distancing, but we've never gotten away from 33% capacity, because by the order of the governor and the health department, if you have that many people in the building, it's impossible to be able to social distance the way they expect.
And then, on top of that, Bass says, the governor placed further restrictions on bars by imposing an 11 p.m. curfew on those establishments.
We certainly wanted to be a part of the solution and not the problem, if there was such a thing for us to do. So we did that. We took on that burden with our businesses, and we knew that with the strict restrictions involved, and we knew that with a curfew, it was just going to be untenable.
Bass says since the curfew went into effect, he's only been able to open Shots and Big for one day. And he's kept Yeehog open only because he has several full-time employees who have to earn an income.
We took the hit. We're losing money there, too. But we had to give them an opportunity to earn something.
When the governor extended the curfew another month, Bass says he and several other bar owners decided to take action by filing a lawsuit against Asa Hutchinson, Health Secretary Dr. Jose Romero, and Dora Lee Chandler, who is the director of the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission, which is charged with enforcing the state's guidelines for bars and restaurants.
We're at the very bottom of the ADH graph, the charts as far as infection rate coming out of bars is 0.1%. And these are their numbers, not ours. So why are they closing down the very bottom rate business and leaving everybody else open? So we certainly feel like we're being targeted. We're being singled out, vilified, if you will.
The lawsuit also includes a graph published by the health department on November 19th, showing that of the active cases of COVID-19 at the time, about 37 people said they visited a bar. Meanwhile, more than 1,800 individuals reported having been to retail stores, almost 650 had gone to churches, about 610 visited restaurants, some 460 went to health and wellness establishments, and around 160 went to gyms in the 2 weeks prior to a positive diagnosis. At that time, the state also reported more than 2,500 coronavirus cases at schools across the state and nearly 800 cases at colleges and universities.
You know, our business, you know, has not been shut down by the pandemic. The governor shut us down. And that's what we want to get across, that it's just unfairly legislated by a governor who's trying to make, you know, an executive order that's outside his reach.
According to the latest health department data, bars continue to be the least visited place by people who later tested positive for COVID-19. But Bass says right now, bars, private clubs, and restaurants with on-premise alcohol permits are the only industries with regulations that are being enforced with fines.
They really can't regulate, per se, retail. They can't as much regulate other business models, but with us, because we have an ABC agent, or we have an ABC license attached to us, they have that power.
During last Tuesday's weekly COVID-19 response briefing, Governor Hutchinson was asked about the reasoning behind extending the curfew if contact tracers are not finding that closing bars early is helping with the spread of the virus.
Well, I guess if you use that logic, there's not any reason to keep restaurants at two-thirds capacity if our cases are going up, so let's just let them go to full capacity. That doesn't make sense either. You know, in terms of the bars, I'd love to talk to the contact tracers. If the data, you know, that's one of the reasons that our restriction is only for 30 days. If we see that that's not necessary, I'll be the first one to be delighted to lift that.
Health Secretary Dr. Jose Romero also responded to the question, first by saying state epidemiologists haven't found any statistical information that bars and restaurants are the sources of COVID-19 infection. The spread, he said, is mostly coming from private social gatherings. Romero then followed up with this.
The 11 p.m. curfew is a way of decreasing increased socialization. Alcohol and COVID don't mix. Right, you know, this is not something that is your ability to make correct decisions goes down in a social environment, right? So we close these bars earlier, we remove people from these environments and try to decrease it in those settings.
But Dave Bass takes issue with that assumption. He says just because bars shut down doesn't necessarily mean people stop drinking and socializing.
People are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to go to a house party. They're going to go to a residence, and they're going to pile in with anywhere from 30 to 100 people, no mask, no social distancing, no restrictions to abide by. And that's where this spread is really happening.
When people are at the bar, at least there are sober employees there to keep track of whether everyone is social distancing and wearing masks.
We've actually added security to our clubs. We've added one person for mask duty and we've added one person for social distancing. So we're constantly going around and reminding people of your mask, and when they don't have a drink in their hand and trying to get them to understand. It's tough. It's not a foolproof job. You're going to have people that'll take their mask down prematurely and you've got to get to them.
Hannah Withers is the co-owner and operator of Maxine's Tap Room in Fayetteville. She's also one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the state. Like Bass, Withers has made additional investments in staff at her establishment to make sure all patrons are following the guidelines.
Our labor costs have gone up dramatically, and most bars and restaurants right now, if they're lucky, are hitting 50% of what their sales used to be pre-COVID.
Withers says she joined the lawsuit because the bar industry has had no representation on the task force that's making economic and health decisions for the state. And while she understood the original intention of the curfew during the holidays, when people are more likely to gather, the extension, Withers adds, feels performative.
I think the state saying that they are giving us curfews and taking away our operating hours makes them feel like they're doing something.
Like the bars owned by Bass, Maxine's is also operating at a third of its capacity because social distancing guidelines will not allow for a 66% occupancy rate. Withers says the curfew is cutting even further into their business.
When you open at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and you close at 2 a.m. and you take 3 hours off the end of you being able to open, they're taking away 30% of our operating hours. And I see a language online when people are talking about this issue, and they're talking about how unessential, how non-essential our businesses are and how we shouldn't be open at all. But our other option is to file for bankruptcy and not make our mortgage and rent payments and not be able to feed our kids.
Withers says she doesn't usually respond to state rules and regulations by filing a lawsuit, but she also felt like she had no other choice.
This is not a partisan issue for me, and this is certainly not something that I do with joy or that I'm looking forward to doing.
She hopes the lawsuit will lead to an injunction of the curfew while the litigation makes its way through the legal system.
So I'd like to see an injunction that would give us 6 or 8 weeks, maybe, depending on how long it takes to get to court, to give us some time to recoup a little bit of our profit that we've lost. I'm not sure that anybody in our industry is really making a profit at anything, but at least allow us to continue to limp by until we can get something back to some semblance of normal.
And Withers adds she wants the industry to be heard and acknowledged for its contributions to communities across Arkansas.
I think that what bars and restaurants do in our communities is that we serve as cornerstones and we serve as these community places that create the culture and the personalities of what our towns feel like. And I think that there are a lot of us that are not going to make it through the next couple months. And I'm not sure that anybody's hearing us when we say that.
Withers and her husband are also planning to once again file for unemployment because they're not making any income from their businesses as they try to keep them afloat. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
According to last month's jobs report, the recent increase in coronavirus cases was responsible for the loss of nearly 500,000 leisure and hospitality jobs, with more than 370,000 of those in restaurants and bars. A report from the National Restaurant Association released in December also found more than 110,000 establishments have closed permanently or long-term. The majority of those were well-established restaurants that, on average, had been in business for 16 years.